Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I am a brave, sassy, independent woman, and there is only one thing in this world that terrifies me.
And that is?
Well, other than crippling debt, death, and my loved ones leaving me, it is spiders and insects. I cannot do them. I am horrified. Like, I am petrified and frozen in fear. It is spiders and basically all insects. I cannot handle them. So much so that I made my husband put in our wedding vows that he would always kill all bugs, no questions asked.
That is a bold statement.
Like, sometimes I worry, what if, like, at the end of this world, in this life, if, like, he has to answer for all the bugs he killed for me, you know? Is there some weird karma? I don't even know. Is he going to wind up in purgatory? Maybe. But I can't handle them, because whenever I see a bug, I am paralyzed with fear, and I need someone to handle it, because I can't let it just wander away and know that it exists in the world.
Uh-huh.
And you don't even have to kill it. If you're the person that will just let it free outside, I'm fine with that. That's their home. I'm not going to go into their home. Please don't come into mine. And so I am very structured in how I make sure I keep my home bug free. Now, the occasional critter slides in, don't get me wrong, but I grew up in the South where there are ginormous bugs and there are rules for certain bugs, how to keep them out. And for spiders, it is the smell, peppermint. You can go online, you can buy pet safe stuff, you just spray it around your house, keeps them at bay. I live here in the Pacific Northwest, what, maybe like 3 miles from you in Vancouver?
Yeah.
Right? Seen one spider in the last year. I come to your house, I see a spider an hour.
It's an infestation. My house is literally like a petri dish for spider webs right now. They are all over my house.
I thought you decorated for Halloween and they were legitimate spider webs and one got stuck in my hair. Just the web. Hopefully the spider doesn't tumble out later today. But if I were in a horror movie, it would be set at your house in the dark with just spiders crawling the walls.
It would be like arachnophobia. I have black ones, I have brown ones, I have yellow ones, I have purple ones, and they're all shapes and sizes.
And how long have I been telling you to spray peppermint?
At least 2 months now.
I'm going to say at least 6 months. That's a solid amount of time. And how many times have you gotten the peppermint stuff to spray?
I haven't done that yet. It's on my list of things to do.
Mike, I gave you the answer and you still choose to live in this haunted house. If you had a scary movie that was like made to make you terrified, what would be in it?
I'm literally living in it right now. I'm scared to go outside because there's so many spider webs.
And some of them are so big. I saw one pull a knife on me the other day.
They're growing on my truck now.
Mike, you need to get a handle of this. Like, you know, so many people are like, oh, clowns, or what about this, or a ghost, or aliens. The real fear is suburbia in Vancouver when you let the spiders go unchecked. 503-914-2899. That's our new number.
The ocean in general, swimming in lakes, like not being able to see what's underneath you.
Yeah, I don't like swimming in bodies of water where you never know what's running up against your leg.
You know, when I was younger, that was part of the excitement of swimming in the ocean is, oh, got brushed by a fish, but who knows? And then I knew somebody who got stung by a jellyfish on the East Coast, and I was done.
I'm raising my hand for getting stung by a jellyfish.
Oh?
We're not even going to talk about how you make it feel better.
You know, they said that's actually not true. So you just did that for absolutely no reason. You saw an episode of Friends and you mislearned.
Now I feel weird.
You feel feel weird. I feel weird. I now have a new fear, and that is being on a beach anywhere around you while you're, you know what? Doesn't matter. Put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. And Teresa said garter snakes. Not just snakes in general, garter snakes, the non-poisonous ones.
I don't care if a snake is a baby and it's 3 inches long. It will scare me.
And Yvonne said ants and wasps.
I got to stay away from wasps. I'm allergic to their venom and it is bad.
Yeah, we don't want you having allergic reactions over there. We saw what happened with a jellyfish. 503-914-2899.
I'm terrified of birds, like to the point where like I will go running like across the room, freak out, scream, catatonic.
Now, like, is it just outdoor birds or people with parakeets in their home?
Anything. Like, if there's a parrot like, saying somebody's name in their house, I'm done. I'm out.
My godson's the same way, and he's a little bit older. He's in his 20s now, and I always try to do things like go hiking or go outdoors, kayaking or whatever. He hates the outdoors because he has a fear of birds.
Yeah, my lovely friends, well, when I'm at the beach, will like be like, oh, here's some food. Come bring it by her, and then I'll start freaking out and running away. So, yeah, I have those friends.
No. I'm so curious because there's so many varieties of birds. What about a friendly-looking flamingo?
The only birds I've ever kind of been okay around is, like, chickens because, like, they don't generally fly. I think it's the flying aspect.
That and they look delicious.
Chickens are great.
Sorry to the vegans and the vegetarians. We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz, and Haley said a snake getting into her ear.
Yeah, no, I don't know where that fear comes from. I've heard of a snake coming through the toilet pipes.
Yeah, but I don't think your ear hole is big enough for a snake, is it?
No, that'd be a tight fit.
And this is one of my favorite comments. Lucy said antiques or anything that has lived in another person's home because that's how you get ghosts.
Definitely.
503-914-2899. That's our new number.
You know, I'm not afraid of any of like the typical like spiders and ghosts and stuff, but I do like have this weird scared feeling of not just the falling, like that dream where you have where you're falling out of bed, but like just that falling in the heart, sinking down to the bottom of your stomach. And my kids are the ones that like kill me the most because they go up high and then my stomach starts to churn that somebody's going to fall and I can't stop them. So, yeah, it's weird. And of course, I have one who's 3 who loves to be like, look how high I go. And I'm like, yeah, come back down.
So is it a fear of heights? So, do you have a fear of heights for yourself or is it just like that situational thing?
It's like situational because I can go up and get high. I don't care. But like skydiving and things like that is a big no.
It's a fear of falling, not a fear of being up high.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm not scared of being high either. But, you know, I don't want to fall from anywhere. I don't want to bungee jump or skydive.
And my brother's fiance went skydiving and I watched the video and even just watching her do it with the trainer on her back, I was like, nope, I'm good. I don't want to fall.
That would be terrifying. Just like an hour and a half of people jumping out of planes.
Yeah.
Safely with parachutes, but just like, no.
What are you scared of? If I were to be placed in a horror movie, it would be at Mike's house because there are spiders everywhere.
You literally, they are surrounding my house right now.
I thought you had Halloween decorations up and they turned out to be real cobwebs just surrounding your door, your garage. It's horrifying. 503-914-2899.
Hedgehogs.
Oh, now is it because they're so tiny or do they bite? Like what would it be?
So I've only got to hold them a few times and they do this little like huff and grunting thing. And then they like, I don't know, they just kind of like make themselves bigger and then they're all spiky and I'm worried they're going to bite me. And I just find them really scary and just want to just not be near them.
You know, I wonder if maybe something like in a past life with a hedgehog may have happened because that's such a rare fear.
Yep, I'm pretty scared of hedgehogs.
They're kind of like porcupines, right? But they just don't shoot.
Yeah, they don't shoot them, but they're definitely spiny and they're small.
See, I'd be more afraid of the tininess and accidentally squishing or hurting them. That's what would get me. Because I had a friend whose kids had hedgehogs, and they were adorable, but I didn't want to touch them because I just felt like they looked so tiny in my large hands.
I find them cute if I'm looking at them from about 10 feet away.
Yeah.
So it's not the tiny factor. It's just that they're scary to me.
For me, it's that Lenny factor. What are you scared of? We put it up on Facebook, 105.1 The Buzz. and Ray said horses. And this has been a really common answer.
You know, I don't ever think I've had a fear of horses, but I've never ridden a horse. So I don't know if maybe what? Riding a horse would do it in for me.
Really? You've never ridden a horse?
No.
We need to fix this. Don't stand behind them because they can kick. That's the problem. Or they can like throw you off, but you should always wear a helmet. Helmet safety is very important. But we're going to do this now. There's tons of people with horses. If you have a horse, please let us know. Liz@1051thebuzz.com. That's off topic. And then Donna said tall bridges, which is hard to live with when you're here in the Pacific Northwest.
Yeah, I can imagine. It's because we got all those waterways around here.
Truth. 503-914-2899.
Turkeys.
Oh my goodness.
Now is this like the actual animal while it's living, or like eating turkey or Thanksgiving dinner? Does all of that scare you?
No, the animal while it's living. Turkeys are aggressive. I've encountered them multiple times in my like work experiences.
Okay. I won't go too far into that, but okay. So there's attack turkey.
Let's set the picture for this horror movie.
Peace
so
now.
You're out and about, and turkeys like to roam the wild.
Okay.
And by the wild, I mean suburban neighborhoods.
Lots of people have turkeys, and I live in a more rural area, and lots of people have turkeys.
They keep them with their chickens, right?
Yeah.
Right, they do.
And that's how the whole movie starts, you know? You're just waking up a normal everyday life, and then it's turkey terror!
Straight out of the chicken coop.
And they just start coming, attacking, and roaming the neighborhoods, and ruffling their feathers. And oh my gosh, that could be the sound before the turkey, like, pulls a knife. Yeah. I would get down with this horror movie.
That's terrifying.
What are you scared of?
Now I'm scared of turkeys.
Pulling a knife on you? One of those giant carving ones you usually use at Thanksgiving. The turkeys are avenged. You know, I thought if I were in a horror movie, it would be set at your house because of all the spiders, because I'm scared of bugs. But now, we know the real fear is turkeys. Liz and Mike in the morning, 105.1 The Buzz.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.